Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill and I'm a shamanic practitioner, meditation coach and teacher in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I have been broadcasting and distributing my meditations for over 8 years. I hope you enjoy my guided meditations. Hello and welcome. It's always good to have good energetic hygiene in your daily life, whether or not you're a practitioner or you're just moving about your day. We're going to do a balance today and move you through a meditation that moves you through each of the major chakras in your body. So you can just tune in and connect, see if there's anything going on there. When you begin your practice, you should always sit comfortably, spine nice and straight, something that supports your back. And when I begin my practice, I like to do a nice open stretch, which is my arms out to the side, and then I take a deep breath in. I lift my arms up, palms together, and then exhale down. Back down in prayer position, palms in front of my heart. So I like to do that 3 times, just to reset, ground, connect, be present in my practice. Let's go ahead and do that. Nice deep breath in, arms out to the side. Palms up, exhale, down into heart center. Palms out to the side, deep breath in. Exhale, down into heart center. Last one, palms out to the side. Deep breath in, palms up. And exhale, down into heart center. Go ahead and relax the breath, keeping it low in the belly. Relax your shoulders. So let that tension move down your arms all the way to the tips of your fingers. Breathe normal. This space is all your own. So we're not trying to prohibit thought, we're just not attaching to it. So as you feel that gentle breath move through the body and the thoughts come in, you can observe them. Don't attach. Focus on the movement of that breath. I want you to visualize yourself outside on a clear, sunny day, toes in the grass or in the soil. Feel the earth under your feet, that solid connection there. Slowly bring your awareness up and take in your surroundings of this place. And begin to walk. Feeling your feet rise and fall on the earth, connecting and reconnecting with every step. Feeling the warmth of the sun's rays on your skin, the lightness of your body. Ahead of you, you're going to see a large tree all by itself. A clear meadow, long grass. I want you to walk towards that tree. It's a perfect summer day. You can hear the birds on the wind. When you approach the tree, I want you to sit at its trunk with your back against it, feeling that solid connection to this great, beautiful tree. Solid and grounded in the earth, reaching up to the sky. Let yourself sink in, relax, feel yourself connected here. Breathe. We're going to start at our root chakra, which is at the base of our spine. And we're just going to breathe, having awareness of where the root chakra is. I'm going to say a few words. These words are intended to move energy through the chakra. You may have an emotional response. What I'm asking you to do is just breathe. With each word, I want you to visualize that word. And as you have an emotional response or a physical response in your body, breathe through it. This is about awareness and clearing. Childhood. You at 3, 4, 5 years old. Father. Breathe. Worthy. As in, you are worthy. Breathe. As you're sitting at the base of this tree, connected to the earth and the roots of this great tree, the energy of this tree is coming up into your body, just like a beautiful ball of light. I want you to consciously bring that light into your root chakra, pulling up from the earth and into your body. The light of this tree, sturdy and strong, merging with your own, expanding your light in your root chakra, clearing away anything that no longer serves you. Breathe. Slow, deep, natural breath. Let it flow through your body. I want you to move the light of that tree up into your pelvis, into your sacral chakra. With intention, just consciously pull that light up. Feel it fill in your pelvis and expand outward. I'm going to say a few words, helping you to connect to the energy of the sacral. Again, emotional response or physical, breathe through it and release. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Grief. Pain. Frustration. Emotional. Joy. Love. Happiness. You on your best day. You on your worst day. Breathe. Feel the energy of that tree fill your pelvis, expanding and pulling down and out of your body those things that no longer serve, those heavy emotions that no longer have any place in your body. We're clearing and releasing, coming to balance. Those emotions have run their course. We're seeking peace. We're going to move up to the belly, into the solar plexus. Feel the light of that tree move up your body. Expand into your belly. Nice, even breathing. Saying the wrong thing. Indecision. Feel the words in your body. Allow the images to come up in your mind. And breathe them out to release. Conversations that didn't end the way you wanted them to. Breathe and release. Not being in control. Breathe and release. Letting your emotions take over. Saying words that cause pain. Breathe and release. Feel in your body when you say the right thing. When you share an idea that is well received. When a friend calls and asks how you are and genuinely wants to know. Feel it in your body. See it in your mind. Breathe and release. We're going to move the energy from that tree up into our heart center. This beautiful place for connection. Feel the energy of that tree. Feel your body connecting to your heart. Feel the words, I love myself. I love who I am. I release what I was. I love myself. I am worthy. Breathe and release. Breathe through discomfort, heaviness. On that exhale, let it go. Feel that really beautiful connected energy from the tree into your body. Let it fill you and expand out into your limbs, connecting you in this beautiful place against the base of this tree, sinking down into its roots. Breathe. I'll leave you in this space. I'll call you back when it's time. Breathe and connect. Feel the energy moving through your body. Go back to the places where you had an emotional response. Focus your energy there and breathe in the energy of that tree and breathe out what no longer serves in your body. I want you to take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. See yourself standing up, placing your hands on the trunk of this beautiful tree, feeling yourself connected to the earth, giving gratitude for the space holding, the opportunity to release. As you turn and look back out towards the field, I want you to see that an animal is walking towards you. Don't try to change the creature that is headed towards you. For some of you, it may seem strange, and for others, quite appropriate. Allow it to come into your energy to step towards you. This animal is here to escort you back to where you began. Begin walking together. Feeling your feet rise and fall. Connect and reconnect to the earth. The warmth of the sun on your skin. This animal is here to remind you who you are, strength you hold within you, maybe some hidden gifts that you don't allow to the surface. A gift to bring back with you. As you arrive at where you began, go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. Slowly exhale. Bring your hands together in prayer position. Take a moment for reflection. Connect within. Take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes and come back to me. A bit of a long one today, but important. You know, we go through life and we bottle things up, or we don't allow ourselves to connect back to those emotional things, because they cause pain or we don't know how to process them. So this exercise allows you to connect into the energy of that chakra. Now, the reason I only bring you to the heart is because in our everyday world, we're really utilizing those bottom three and the heart center the most. These are the three chakras that navigate our physical world. And while all the chakras work together, as you're moving through, you know, moving through your daily life, these bottom three are the ones that are most crucial for us to identify a space in which we feel safe and secure, process our emotions or our feelings, have a thought around those and how we want to respond or react, and then ultimately bringing that up into the heart center to help guide us and connect to those people or those things that are most optimal for us. So really clearing and keeping a good energetic hygiene on those lower three chakras and then up into the heart center are really important. Hope you enjoyed today's meditation. As always, I wish you all the best.